谢谢。看来我以后要常常出去了。
I should go on vacation more often.
有人说，如果一个传道人讲道以前，你们就给他鼓掌的话，表示你们对他的讲道很有信心。
Someone says, if people applaud before a preacher preaches, that means they have confidence in his sermons.
如果讲到一半年给他鼓掌的话，表示你们对他很有爱心，因为他讲得太糟了，你们鼓励他。But
if they applaud in the middle of his message, that means his preaching was not that good, and then you just want to encourage him.
那如果讲完才拍手的话，是你们很有盼望，希望他再接再厉，下次再加油。
But if people applaud after his message, that means you're full of hope. And you want him to come back again.
我上个礼拜天在台北的基督徒聚会 Taipei Christian Assembly 讲完道以后他们才拍手。
Last Sunday I preached at Taipei's Christian Assembly. They applauded after my message.
那还是你们对我比较有信心。 我讲道以前你们先拍手。
But then you have more confidence in me that you applauded before my preaching.
那现在是台湾的半夜两点半。 所以万一我等一下讲梦话的话，就请修华解梦。
Now it's 2:30 a.m. and Taipei's time, so if I started to, seems like I'm dreaming, then too bad.
你们就给他鼓掌就好了。Okay,
then we'll interpret his dreams.
那我们这趟出去了快20天。
So this time we were out for about 20 days.
我们这次没有到中国，没有到大陆去，在台湾。This
time we didn't go to China, but we went to Taiwan.
平均我们大概除了那次回去看爸爸妈妈很快，平常我们大概五年才回台湾一趟。Usually
we'll go back to Taiwan about once every 5 years.
但是去大陆我们一年去两三次哈。But
then we will go to China maybe 2 or 3 times a year.
所以我们这次回去看了很多大学的同学、大学的弟兄姊妹。 还有我们自己的 home church 的弟兄姊妹们。So
this time we get to visit our classmates from college and also brothers and sisters from our home church.
发现大家都在不同的环境里面面对不同的挑战。We
see that people are facing different challenges in their circumstances.
要看见很多的改变。And
then a lot of changes.
除了台湾外面的改变，也看见教会的改变，弟兄姊妹。 很熟的朋友们的改变。Not
only the environment in Taiwan changed, but church changed, and brothers and sisters also have changed.
其实我们每一天都在改变。Actually,
we're changing every day.
我们整个一生的改变是从每一天的改变累积出来的。Our
lifetime change actually is an accumulation of our daily change.
我们不是越变越好，就是越变越糟。Either
we're becoming better and better or worse.
所以我们真的应该像希伯来作者说的，总要趁着还有今日，我们天天彼此相劝。So
we ought to be like what a Hebrew author says, while it is still called today, we will exhort one another.
常常为着神给我们这么多爱主的弟兄姊妹感谢神。I
often thank God for giving us so many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
因为同伴跟朋友非常影响我们这个人。Because
our companions do impact us a lot.
你发现现代的年轻人 最大的影响就是他的朋友。Because
nowadays young people are greatly influenced by their friends.
当然现在这个仇敌借着这个 internet， 借着这些高科技，已经用更多的方法来影响下一代了。Actually,
the enemy is using all kinds of other ways, like high tech and internet, to influence the next generation.
但是在他们成长的过程里面，对他们最大的影响就是他们的朋友。Well,
throughout the process of growing up, their friends have the greatest influence on them.
所以我们拣选怎么样子的人做朋友、做属灵的同伴，也是很重大的事。So
it is very critical whom we choose to be our spiritual companions.
好，我们今天要来继续讲这些人是谁。我要讲，充满使命感的黎西米。Today
we will continue on this message series. Who are these people? And today we'll talk.
我想我们对黎西米一点都不陌生哈。We're
not we're very familiar with Nehemiah.
特别我们在买会所的那一段时间，充满了征战和挑战的日子里面。Especially
during those days when we were trying to purchase this church facility, those were the days full of challenges.
我们曾经很细的来查过黎西米记。So
we had gone through the book of Nehemiah in detail.
就发现那时候黎西米记的每一次的信息，正好都是教会那时候最需要的信息。It
seems that all the messages from Nehemiah is just exactly what we needed at that time.
像我们碰到公听的时候，我们就是正好读到第四章，好那个黎西米的征战。When
we were facing the public hearing, and we were exactly studying chapter 4 of Nehemiah. And he was facing great battle.
所以当我们今天讲的时候，我们只能够简单的从他的重点来复习。So
today we will just briefly review the book.
虽然我们讲这些人都是2500年前左右的人，
even though
400年前。
These Bible characters existed on 2400 years ago.
但是你会发现他当时的处境跟我们今天的处境都是非常雷同的。
But we will find a lot of similarities between their circumstances and ours.
然后他们被神用，他们之所以能够得胜的属灵原则，今天绝对可以用在我们的处境中啊。
And the spiritual principles of how they can be used by God also apply to us today.
首先我们很简单的来看一下尼希米所处的世代。
Let's briefly examine the time of Nehemiah.
就着他眼前所看见的，他是在被掳在巴比伦，他那个时候所在是在波斯的王宫里面。
So at that time he was serving in the palace of Persia, empire.
就换句话说，
he was in captivity.
他眼睛所看见的神的儿女们，绝大多数是在被仇敌辖制、被仇敌掳掠的光景里面。
So what he was able to see were children of God being in great distress and oppression.
弟兄姊妹，被掳是旧造生命的一个本质跟一个特性，我们常常不自由。
So in captivity is actually a nature and natural characteristics of our old flesh. We're oftentimes not free.
神借着很多不同的环境来显明我们这个人不自由的地方。
So God will use all kinds of circumstances to expose that we are not in freedom.
但是我说过，神的显明是为了医治，为了拯救。
Well, as I said, God's exposure is actually to bring about healing and salvation.
当我们真正认识被掳的时候，我们才会立志要归回，要得自由。
When we truly understand and see that we are in captivity, then we will want to be set free.
不然我们会觉得自己很好哈。
Otherwise, we will think we're just okay.
我们这样子还可以。
And it is okay.
但是神把我们带到一些处境，带到一些试探，带到一些软弱和跌倒的光景里面。
But God will bring us into circumstances, into weakness and even fall so that we can know.
你才发现不光在我的生活里面有这么多的不自由，原来是我的生命并不自由。
So not only that outwardly we are not free, but inwardly our life is not in freedom.
所以那时候尼希米所看见的就是百姓绝大多数都被掳在外邦，在外邦的辖制管理底下。
So what Nehemiah was seeing is that God's people in majority are in exile and captivity.
然后接着在尼希米记第一章
，and then in Nehemiah chapter one，
我们看见有一些人从耶路撒冷来到波斯啊
，and then some people came to Persia from Judah。
尼希米碰到他们的时候，马上就问他们说：“神百姓在耶路撒冷的情形到底如何
？”As Nehemiah saw them, he immediately inquired of them the condition of God's people in Jerusalem。
你知道那时候已经有一般的人不甘心被掳哈，他们离开了巴比伦，他们回到了耶路撒冷。
So at that time there was already a group of people who did not want to live in captivity under Babylon, so they went back to Jerusalem。
这一般人都是特别有追求、特别爱神的人。
These are the people who love the Lord and they wanted to pursue the Lord.
因为70年在巴比伦那么舒服的环境世界的享受已经把人弄得腐化了、同化了。
So actually, after 70 years of captivity in Babylon, they could have been already corrupted and assimilated.
他们已经非常习惯那样子世界的生活。
They're already accustomed to the life of the world.
但是当神的时间到了，应许70年被掳以后可以回来。
But when the time that God has ordained comes, after 70 years of captivity, people started to return.
神借着耶利米说70年就是70年啊。
Through Prophet Jeremiah, 70 years is exactly 70 years.
整整到了70年的时候，巴比伦最后一个王波沙撒王当夜被神废掉，然后波斯马代取而代之。
So when exactly 70 years has come, the last king of Babylon got assassinedAnd then the empire of Persia came.
然后波斯马代这个古列王一登基的第一年就下令说人可以回去。
So the first years of King Cyrus of Persia, he had a decree that people could return back to Jerusalem.
任何被掳的，你想要回去，回到你的神的地方去侍奉神，可以回去。
Anyone who's in captivity can go back to your hometown to serve your God.
你知道圣经上记载所有回来的人不到五万一个人。
You know, the scripture recorded that all that returned were less than 50,000.
这一般人是特别爱的人。
And those are the people who love the Lord.
这一般人是特别在乎神家见证的人。
They care about the testimony of God's people.
这一般人是在巴比伦河边没有办法弹琴作乐的人。
Those are the group of people who could not just enjoy being by the river of Babylon.
所以他们回到了耶路撒冷。
Therefore, they went back to Jerusalem.
他们重建了祭坛。
They rebuilt the altar.
恢复了以神为中心的生活。
They restored a lifestyle that is God-centered.
他们重建了圣殿。
They reestablished the holy temple.
他们恢复了来敬拜神的生活。
They restored a lifestyle of worshiping God.
他们在那里恢复了圣经圣言在神儿女们中间该有的地位。
And they restored the esteemed place of holy words of God.
就在他们一步一步做恢复工作的时候。
As they are in a progressive restoration.
后来他们开始盖城墙。
They started to rebuild the city wall.
没想到开始盖城墙的时候仇敌就来破坏了。
But then as they started to build the city wall, the enemy started to attack.
所以当尼希米问这些从耶路撒冷来到波斯的人说到底神的百姓的情形最近怎么样
So when Nehemiah inquired of these people who just came from Jerusalem the condition of God's people
这些朋友告诉他说百姓们正在遭大难受凌辱
And then they reported that God's people were in great distress and reproach
因为城墙被毁城门被火焚烧
Because the city wall was destroyed and the city gates were burned by fire.
弟兄姊妹在这里让我们看见不光让我们看见尼希米所处的世代是一个被掳的世代
So not only that we get to see Nehemiah lived in a time of captivity.
也是一个要重建神家恢复神家见证的时候被破坏被攻击的一个世代
This is also a time that when they are about to rebuild God's house and reestablish testimony, they're being attacked.
我们讲尼希米的时候曾经讲过
So when I preached about Nehemiah, I mentioned it.
尼希米被神打发回来最重要的一个使命就是重建城墙。
The greatest importance of Nehemiah's mission of sending back is to rebuild the city wall.
一个没有城墙的国家或是城市它是暴露在仇敌攻击底下的。
A nation or city without a wall is being exposed to the attacks of the enemies.
它没有保护。
Without protection,
他没有见证
Without testimony,
不光国家城市是这样
Not only so with nations or cities.
其实在任何的家庭也是这样
It's the same with families.
一个家庭没有城墙，这个家是仇敌可以自由进出的家庭
A family without walls or fence is a family that the enemy can come in and out freely.
一个教会如果没有城墙的话，是仇敌可以自由进来破坏的教会
A church without walls or fence is a church.That the enemy can come in and out freely.
连你我个人如果没有城墙的话，也是仇敌可以自由进出来破坏的。
Same as individuals, you and I, without walls, the enemy can freely come to destroy.
所以当大卫犯罪之后
So after David sinned,
他在诗篇五十篇写的悔改认罪诗
He wrote a psalm of confession, Psalms 51.
他向神承认罪，他求神赦免他的罪
He confessed his sins and asked for God's forgiveness.
最后结束的时候他说求你按你的美意善待西安建造耶路撒冷的城墙
So at the end of the psalm he says be merciful and gracious to your people and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem
他就是知道在他个人的生活里面因为缺少城墙或是城墙有破口了让他在一不小心的时候犯了大罪
He understood that there was a gap maybe there wasn't a wall in his lifetime in his life, therefore he committed this great sin.
就连我们的思想没有城墙的话，仇敌可以常常把各样消极的、败坏的、不讨神喜悦的思想放到我们里面来啊。
If our mind is without protection of walls, then the enemy can easily put defile our mind with ungodly thoughts.
最明显的例子，大家回家看，就在约翰福音十三章。
So the one example in the scripture is in John chapter 13.
讲到月节吃晚饭的时候，撒旦将卖耶稣的意思放到犹大的心里面。
That was at the last supper, the Passover supper. Satan put this thought in Judah's mind to betray Jesus.
因为在他的思想里面，他没有城墙，没有保护。
Because there was no wall in his mind.
没有城墙，说到没有分别的界限。
In other words, there's no separating boundaries.
所以当仇敌把卖耶稣的意思放到犹大心里的时候，他就定义要卖耶稣。
So an enemy put the thought to betray Jesus in Judah's mind, then he made up his mind and followed the thought to betray Jesus.
宾如义师母说，属灵心思是属灵的第一个战场。
Sister Pan Louis says, our mind is our first battlefield.
所以很多的时候仇敌先把一个思想给我们这个思想引导我们去采取行动采取犯罪。
Oftentimes, what the enemy will do first is to put a thought in our mind, and then we just follow that thought and then commit the sin.
所以我们要看见尼希米所处的世代面对的挑战跟我们今天非常非常的雷同。
Therefore, we can see that the challenges that Nehemiah faces is very similar to our time.
今天我们一不小心，我们就会发现我这个人原来不这么不自由哈。
Without being watchful, then we can easily see that we are without freedom.
我可以立志行善，可是我却行不出来。
I can make resolution to do good, but I cannot carry it out.
我不喜欢的恶，我反倒去做。
I will do the evils that I hate.
所以很多的叹息都是我真是苦啊，谁能够救我？
Oftentimes we will sigh with frustration, woe to me, who can save me?
弟兄姊妹，大家觉不觉得这是我们常常有的写照和经历、
啊、？Do you see that is the portrayal of our life?
你明明觉得我不要再去生那个人气了，我要原谅他，可是你原谅不了。
Sometimes we'll say, "I will never get mad at this person again. I will forgive him, but I just cannot do it."
你会说我再也不要犯罪了，我再也不要犯罪了，得罪神。可是我们犯了。
Oh, we will say that I will not sin against God anymore, but we continue doing it.
我们立的心志说主我一定要好好有稳定的灵修生活，可是我们却是建立不起来。
Or we make up our mind to have a good devotional life, but we just cannot do it.
主我下次一定要准时，我再也不要迟到、我要 honor you, 我要不要去偷别人的时间。
Or we will say, Lord, I don't want to be late again. I will honor you. I will not rob other people's time.
但是我们还是迟到。
But we continue to be late.
你就发现在我们里面有很多的不自由。
You see that there's so much in us that is not free.
我们的心思、我们的情感、我们的意志，通通都不自由。
Our mind, our emotions, and even our will are not free.
我们需要认识被掳，然后要立志归回。
So we have to realize that we are in captivity, therefore we can make up our mind to be free.
所以归回不光是在历史上发生的事情。
So a return from exile does not just happen in history.
也是得胜生命今日在我们身上的彰显。
It is also a manifestation of a victorious life in us today.
每一个肯归回的神都非常的宝贵。
Anyone that returned from exile is being precious by God.
读以斯拉记，读尼希米记，神数算他们都数算到个位数。
You read the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, you will see that God numbered them to the single digit.
不光人数算，连奴隶仆婢数算，连牲畜神都数算，有多少匹都数到个位数。
God did not just number those people, God's people, even the slaves, even the livestock.
所以每一次的归回都是得胜。
So every return is a manifestation of victory.
弟兄姊妹，我们失败是难免的。
It is never inevitable that we might fail.
被掳是旧造生命的本性。
Because being captured in captivity is just a natural
manifestation. 却是得胜生命的彰显。
But yet, our return is a manifestation of our victorious
life. 归回让神在我们身上做重建的工作是最讨神喜悦的事情。
After return, then we allow God to rebuild in our lives.
所以归回不光是一个呼召，本身也是一个淘汰啊。
So the return is not only a calling, but it is also part of elimination process.
神呼召我们从所有被掳的光景里面出来。
Because God is calling us to come out of the condition of being in exile.
出来就蒙福。
After we return, we will be blessed.
不出来，我们就继续活在仇敌的辖制底下。
If we remain in captivity, we will be continue under the oppression of the enemy.
所以当尼希米听见百姓遭大难、受凌辱的时候
，So when Nehemiah heard that God's people was in great distress and reproach,
圣经上告诉我们，他就坐下来哭泣，在神的面前祷告、禁食祷告。
Then the scripture told us that he started to weep and then fasted and pray before God.
啊，他是一个非常关心神家、以神家兴旺为己任的人。
We see that he's a person who cared about the house of God and regarded the rise and fall of house of God as his responsibility.
我记得林道亮院长曾经说过，这个神家兴衰，舍我其谁？
林道亮he once said that the rise and fall of God's household is my responsibility.
一面来说，我们需要谦卑，我自己不能做什么。
Yes, on one hand, we need to be humble, knowing that we alone cannot do anything.
另外一方面来说，我们却需要把自己放在神的手中，没有一个人可以小看自己。
Yeah, on the other hand, we ought to put ourselves in God's hands and let us not despise ourselves.
你知道，当以色列1948年复国的时候
，When The nation Israel was established in 1948.
周围的阿拉伯国家说，我们一起把他们赶到地中海去。
All the Arab countries around them says, together we will drive them out into the Mediterranean Sea.
整个以色列所有的军队不到两万个人，而周围的国家是几十万人。
Because the entire army in the Israel nation was about 20,000.
那时候那个犹太人在世界各地。大家放下自己的锦绣前途，放下自己舒适的生活，一个一个回来啊。
At that time, many people, many Jews around the world, they will leave their comfortable lives and return back to Israel.
他们说那个时候在世界上很多杰出的科学家拿了博士，拿的这都是很高成就的人。他们回到以色列来，他们当 pilot， 他们去开坦克车，他们甚至做清道夫。
At that time, a lot of people, when they were in other countries, they are very well established. They are scientists. And then when they went back to Israel, they would be willing to be like janitors or even drivers of tanks.
那是两个完全不同的生活。
And then their lifestyles are just very drastic.
他们原来是这么舒服，这么有成就，这么丰富的生活。
They used to live a life of great accomplishment.
他们为了地上的国家，他们回来了。
But yeah, they were willing to return for this nation on earth.
他们不光要牺牲很多，付许多的代价。
Not only that, they had to sacrifice and pay a big price.
他们根本就是冒着生命的危险。
They even have to risk their life.
但是我们却发现这一批人。
But yet, this group of people,
把周围的国家打得稀里哗啦的。
They defeated all their neighboring countries.
周围几次要打他们，没有一次能够成功。
None of their enemies' attempts succeeded.
弟兄姊妹，今天神家需要我们。
Today, God's house needs us.
尼希米是一个以神家兴旺为己任的人。
Nehemiah is a person who owns the responsibility of the rise and fall of God's house.
而且是有非常具体行动的人。
And also he has concrete actions.
他是 pray ahead, 然后 plan ahead.
He not only pray ahead, but he plan ahead.
他一听到这个消息，他就先祷告。
When he heard of this news, he immediately prayed.
而且在他祷告的里面，他就求神告诉他该怎么做。
And in his prayer, he asked God for directions.
所以有一天，当波斯王跟王后问他说，你要准备怎么做的时候，他把他的计划讲得清清楚楚的。
So one day when King and Queen of Persia Empire asked him about his plans, he was able to give them the details.
他们问他说，你要回去多久？你需要什么？他全部都讲出来。
So when they asked him, so how long are you going to be gone and what do you need? He immediately was able to report to them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们也不要属灵到一个地步，在神家完全没有计划。
So, brothers and sisters, this teaches us that we don't have to be so spiritual that we will do anything without any plans.
很多传道人说他从来不需要预备讲章的，因为他是随从圣灵的。
Some preachers say they never prepare sermons because they just follow the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们需要平衡。
Brothers and sisters, I think we need to balance.
一面离了他，我们不能做什么。
Yes, on one hand, apart from him, we cannot do anything.
你再好的计划没有不会 work 的。
Even your greatest plan will not succeed.
但是另外一方面，尼希米却让我们看见他是有祷告的人，而且在祷告中有计划的人。
Yeah, on one hand, on the other hand, we learn from Nehemiah that not only he prayed, he also had plans.
所以当王问他的时候，他把他所有的计划全部讲出来。
So when the king asked him, he was able to tell him his plans in great detail.
现在年底我们要求各个部门各个小组要开会，一方面检讨过去，一方面展望未来。
So now as the year end approaches, we ask all the service groups to get together, have meetings, not only to review the past, but also to plan for the future year.
因为我们希望真正能够明白神的旨意，然后走在神的喜悦中。
Because we really want to know God's will and walk in His favor.
而且是大家在身体的里面一起来往前去。
That we will together walk, march forward as a body.
第二个，当他回来的时候。
So second, after he returned.
他一回到耶路撒冷。
Soon as he arrived in Jerusalem.
他没有跟别人说什么。
He did not discuss with any others.
他就在夜间，我不晓得有没有时差哈，应该没有时差。
But at night, I don't know if he had jet lag. Probably not.
因为从波斯到耶路撒冷最多时差一个小时，所以他不是睡不着觉。
So from Persia back to Jerusalem, at the most, it's just 1 hour difference. So I don't think it's because he could not fall asleep.
他不能睡觉不是因为时差，而是因为负担太重。
So I don't think he could not sleep because of jet lag, but because of his great burden.
圣经上告诉我们，他就夜间起来查看城墙被毁坏的情形。
The scripture tells us that he woke up at night and went out to examine the situation of brokenness of the wall.
所以我在这里讲到第二个点，尼希米是一个对神家真实情况有第一手了解，而且能够带进改进之道的人。
Therefore, I listed here, Nehemiah was a vessel that had a first-hand understanding of the situation of house of God.
他不光听别人告诉他。
So not he just not he did not just listen to others.
他自己起来第一手的来明白来查看城家被毁坏的情形。
But he went out and examined the situation of the destruction.
但是弟兄姊妹，这已经很宝贵了哈。
But this is so precious already.
因为很多人对自己神家的问题自己都不知道。
Because a lot of people are not aware.Of the situation of God's house.
我们小组为什么不活？我们这个 department 为什么大家没有负担？我们自己不知道原因在哪里。
Oftentimes we do not know the reason why our small group is so dead or our service group has no motivation.
为什么大家服事这么被动？为什么缺少火焰？为什么缺少祝福？我们自己不知道原因。
Oftentimes we don't know the reason why we lack passion and we're so passive.
尼希米是起来第一手起来查看到底什么地方出问题。
But yet Nehemiah rose up and examined and find out the root cause.
现代的人都喜欢把责任丢给别人啊。
Nowadays we like to blame other people.
哎呀，我们的组员不像那一组的。
It's because our members are not like those members.
啊，组员就认为我们的小组长不像那一个小组长。
The members might say that our small group leader is not as good as others.
你看，我们早年去外地服事的时候，常常回来跟你讲外地复兴的情形。
In early days, after we come back from mission trips, we will tell you how other churches of revival.
那时候有些弟兄姊妹特别怕我们去中国回来以后讲中国复兴的情形。
At that time, some brothers and sisters were afraid that when we come back from China, that we would tell them how churches in China are reviving.
那弟兄姊妹觉得这个在传道人眼中我们不争气。
Because brothers and sisters might think that we don't measure up.
但是弟兄姊妹有弟兄姊妹的看法，他们去参加别的聚会以后，就回来说别的教会传道人怎样怎样怎样。
But then Brothers and sisters, after they visit other churches, they will come back and say, they will tell about other pastors.
哇，他讲到 powerful.
They will say, other pastors, they preach with power.
哦，他们的敬拜很有恩膏。
And then their worship is full of anointing.
哦，整个聚会充满了自由。
And then their meetings are very free.
弟兄姊妹，先不管别的哈。
So let us put all these aside.
我们学习先不把责任丢给旁边的。
But let us learn not to blame on others.
我们先第一手的来查看什么地方让我们不能够承受神的祝福
？Let us examine the first hand. What is the root cause that we cannot inherit God's blessings?
什么地方是我们的破口，漏掉了神的祝福
？Or what is the gap that leads out God's blessings?
因为很多的时候不是神不祝福我们
，Oftentimes it's not because God does not bless us，
而是因为器皿有破口。
It's because there's a leaking, there's a gap in the vessel.
我常常说破口不需要多，只要有再多的祝福，早晚漏光的。
As I mentioned, very often, we don't need a lot of gaps, but if there's just one, it will leak out all the blessings.
一个城墙不需要有太多的破口。
So like a city wall does not need a lot of gaps.
它只要有破口，仇敌就可以进来。
So long as there's a broken gap, then the enemy can sneak in.
这是我们常常失败的地方。
And that is often the reason for our failure.
因为很多地方我们觉得都还不错。
Because we feel it's pretty good at a lot of places.
我们只有一点点的地方，我们知道还有问题。
We only know there's just one little thing that still has problem.
但是没想到这个东西却成为我们致命伤。
But that becomes our fatal wound.
尼希米起来查看城墙的毁坏的情形。
So when Nehemiah rose up and to examine.
而且你发现尼希米是一个非常会采取积极弥补行动的人。
And we can see that he was also a person who can take aggressive actions.
他不是只会发现问题。
He did not just discover and identify the problems.
他能够为了问题找出解决之道。
But he was able to find a solution for the problems.
他不是只是发现破口。
He did not just find the gap, the broken gap.
他能够用自己的力量，或是帮助众人一起把破口补起来。
But he was able to either by himself or with helping others to fix the brokenness.
这是史百克弟兄在恢复神儿子丰满见证的书里面特别特别提出来的。
So this is what Brother Sparks especially mentioned in his book, Restoring the Testimony of God's People.
他说：“今天我们要发现神家有什么问题，很容易的。
”He says today it's very easy to identify and discover the problems in God's house.
虽然我们的发现和了解不见得正确，不见得深入。
Our discovery might not be accurate or in depth.
但是任何人都会感觉到这个教会，哎呀，大家的爱心不够。
But it's very easy for people to see that, or people are lacking love in this house, in this church.
这个教会的秩序太乱，然后都已经开始聚会了，底下还在讲话，菜市场一样。
Or this church is out of order. When the meeting started, people are still chatting like in the market.
或者这个教会不够尊重神，迟到的情形很严重。
Or this church does not honor God enough because people are just getting late.
或者这个教会不同心 ，leader 们彼此勾心斗角，你很容易发现问题的。
Or there's strife among the leaders, and then they don't, they're not in one accord. It's very easy to identify the issues.
但是神家真正需要的人是不光发现问题，能够解决问题的人。
But what the house of God needs is not only people who can identify the issues, but also find solutions.
所以以前我曾经跟大家举过一个例子哈。
So I have given you an example before.
你跑到任何一个 shopping mall, 一个购物中心去。
As you go to any shopping mall.
啊，或是你到动物园，或是到任何游乐场所去。
Or you go to amusement park or zoo.
他一定都有一个很大的地图挂在那里啊。
They usually will post a big map.
然后你过来看的时候，你会先去找什么
？As you look at the map, what do you look for first?
找那个红点哈 ，You are here， 对不对？你在这里。
You will find the red dot says you are here.
然后你现在就接着要找的就是我准备再去看大象哈，你会看大象园在哪里
？The next, you will try to find your destination. See if you want to see you want to see elephant, then you will find a.
然后第三件事情，你就会找出我怎么样子去是最好的。
The third step is to find your path. What's the best path to go?
如果你已经很累了，你就会找最短的路。
If you're already very tired, then you will find the shortest path.
如果在你的计划里面，你体力还够，但是你想看大象以前啊，能够再去看猴子的话，你就会看哪一条路是我两个都可以看到的。
But if you still have strength to visit other animals, say monkeys, then you might find the path that.Can get you to both.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，当一个神家的领袖在这里服侍神儿女的时候
，So when leaders at church trying to serve God's people,
他一方面要知道神所要的，要我们去的是哪里。
The leaders need to know where God wants us to go.
一方面，他也需要知道我们现在到底在哪里。
And then on the other hand, the leader also needs to know where we are now.
然后我们要找出我们达到那条路最有效的方法。
And then we ought to find a path that can get us to the destination most effectively.
我想最近我们各个小组都在开会的时候。
Now is the season that all the small groups are having meetings.
我希望我们为着这样子的事情来祷告。
And I hope that we will pray for such things.
到底神把我们这个小组摆在这里，神叫我们这个小组成立，到底目的是什么
？What is God's purpose for our small group?
我们羡慕成为一个怎样的小组
？What kind of small group that we long to become?
然后我们看看我们现在是怎样
？And then look at.Where we are now?
到底我们在哪里
？Where are we now?
我们要怎么样子可以到哪里去
？So how can we get there?
这就是尼希米。
And that is Nehemiah.
他回来不是骂大家，你们为什么让城墙被破坏
？He did not come back and just rebuke people. Why do you allow the city wall to be destroyed?
你看看这里也破了，那里也烂了，那个门居然被烧了。
Look at this brokenness and that door, that gate being burned.
没有，他回来，他知道哪里破坏。
But he came back and he knew where was destroyed.
而且被毁坏到什么程度，他通通知道。
And then the extent of destruction, he knew.
需要多少材料，需要怎么样子的材料啊，能够来保住这个地方，他通通都去了解。
And he tried.To understand what kind of material and how much that needs for the fix and repair.
所以当他在这里回来的时候，他就把这个东西传递出来。
So after he came back, he passed on the burdens.
等到他都预备好了。
And when everyone was ready,
他把神百姓们找来。
And then, when he was ready, he gathered God's people.
他就发出呼召来。
And he made a call.
他说：“起来，让我们重建城墙，免得再受凌辱。”
He says, "Arise up, so that we will repair and rebuild the city walls, so that we will no longer be under reproach."
圣经上虽然没有告诉我们，没有这样子的记载，但是我相信他把他的计划都讲出来。
Even though the scripture did not record it, but I'm sure he also told them his plans.
但是在他讲这些计划以前，他把负担、把使命感传给神的儿女们。
But before he represented his plans, he will pass on the burden to God's people.
所以圣经上把这最重要的部分记载下来，就是叫我们要起来。
So the scripture recorded the most important part is his exhortation.
要起来，一定要起来。
Rise up, you have to rise up.
我们如果不把城墙修补起来
，If we do not repair the city walls,
我们继续遭大难，受凌辱。
We will continue to be attacked and be under reproach.
因为仇敌有一个自由的管道，可以自由进出。我们的家庭，我们的生活，我们的教会，我们一切一切在主面前。
Because there's a path, there's a gap that the enemy can freely come to destroy ourselves and our family, our church.
所以当他传完这个负担的时候
，So after he passed on the burden.
到了第三章，我们就看见。
In chapter three, we see.
啊，第三章是很多弟兄姊妹不喜欢读的哈。
A lot of brothers and sisters do not like to read chapter three.
因为第三章里面充满了很多的人名。
Because chapter three is full of names.
啊，充满了很多跟你不太有关的东西。
And people that are not related to us.
但是你读第三章的时候，你至少有三件事情一定要读到啊。
But when we read chapter three, we have to see three things.
啊，第一件事情。
First.
尼希米在这里传递负担以后。
After Nehemiah passed on the burden.
你发现尼希米是一个非常能够帮助众人起来的人。
Nehemiah was a person that was able to help people to rise up.
所以在你去读第三章，你会发现一个重复的词一直出现，叫做“其次是，其次是，其次是”。
So it, when you read chapter three, you will see a term repeatedly appear that is next to, next to.
啊，这个就是这一班人，有这样子的人，有这样子的人，有这样子的人，他们都投入了这个重建的行列。
The scripture will say, next to these people, there are these people next to them, and they all get involved and participate in this great work.
换句话说，尼希米是一个能够使这些这个看起来平凡的人、平凡的角色的人都能够被他动员起来。
In other words, he was able to mobilize all these people who look very ordinary.
然后赋予他们神圣的使命。
And then he will pass down a very sacred mission to them.
弟兄姊妹，这是每一个当 leader 的第一个挑战。
And this is the first challenge of being a leader.
决定不是只是把事情交给弟兄姊妹，你要这么做，你要那么做。
You can't just delegate the task to brothers and sisters.
也不是只是把一个角色交给你，说你是西同工，哦，你是欧同工。
You can't just tell them, this is your role, your C coworker, your O coworker.
你需要把使命感赋予给他们。
You have to pass down this sense of mission.
所以主耶稣给了我们最好的榜样。
The Lord Jesus is the best example.
他说：“凡你们坐在这弟兄中最小的一个人身上，就是坐在我身上。”
Jesus says, "Anything you do to the least of these brothers, you are doing unto me."
啊，保罗在哥罗西书三章二十三节也说：“你们无论做什么，要从心里做，像是给主做的。”
Paul in Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 says, "Whatever you do, do it for the Lord from your heart."
所以他保罗帮助我们把做所有的事情，人会分大事小事，在保罗的心中没有这样子分的。
In men's eyes, there are great things or small things, but not with Paul.
在保罗的心中，只有你做这件事情是不是为主做的。
In Paul's eyes, there are only two things: whether you do it for the Lord or not for the Lord.
我们可以使每一件事情都为主做，产生神圣的价值和意义。
We can give everything a sacred meaning and significance if it's done for the Lord.
所以斯派克弟兄讲到希伯来书的时候，他说：“不管大事是小事，只要跟基督发生关系，都是大事。”
When Brother Sparks preached about Hebrews, he says, "No matter this thing is great or small."If it's related to Jesus, it is a great matter.
Little Teresa 说你为着主，有人说是 Lawrence 说，你为着主，就算从地上捡起一根线来，都能够叫神的心得到喜乐。
Whether it was from Sister Little Teresa or Brother Lawrence, whatever, the statement is that whatever you do, even just pick up a little straw from the ground, if you do it for the Lord, it's a great matter.
比许多人做的大事在神的眼中更叫神喜乐的。
It's probably more pleasing to the Lord than a lot of great deeds performed by others.
所以你发现尼希米在这里动员的时候，他不光老的动员，小孩子他也动员，男的动员，女的也动员，不光是尊贵的人动员，连一些很贫穷的人，做锁匠的人他都动员。
So we see that when Nehemiah mobilized people, not only he was able to mobilize the seniors and even the young, and also the rich and the poor, and also established or the ordinary people.
他能够使那些平凡的这个责任、平凡的角色都赋予神圣的价值和使命。
He was able to give a sacred significance and meaning to even menial task.
所以在家里面当老二的人，听说都是 这些被夹在中间的人，听说个性有的时候都会不太健全啊。
There's a saying that the middle child usually they are not very healthy emotionally.
一个很典型的例子就是一个老二在那里抱怨，他说：“我家的老大是爸爸的心肝，我家的老幺，我妹妹是他的宝贝。”
So there was a middle child in the middle of the three children. He complained that the first child is the treasure of my father, and then the third child is the treasure of my mother.
No. 都是他、oh. 一个是心肝一个是宝贝、
okay. The first child is my father's heart and then the third child is my father's liver
我需要帮他解梦吗那中间你是什么
So who are you?
他说我是盲肠
I'm but appendix.
那尼希米就有本事让盲肠都 function 起来。
But Nehemiah had this. He was able to even mobilize the appendix.
啊，让那些觉得自己不重要的、无足轻重的、被忽略的、心里面不健全的都起来哈。
Even those who are feeling neglected and not healthy emotionally, they were able to rise up as well.
所以圣经上这种重复、重复、重复出现的，你千万不要以为烦躁，它都有很大的意义的。
So when you see things repeatedly recorded in the scripture, please don't get bored, but they mean a lot.
啊，我为了我们自己教会，大概有70%-80%的人参加教会的服事，我们很感谢主。
I'm very thankful that about 70% or 80% of people at our church participate in services.
但是照着圣经上说，应该是。成全圣徒各尽其职应该是100%的
But if according to the scripture that we ought to equip the saints for the work of service it should be 100%
所以我听说在 San Diego 有一个很大的教会主任牧师很严格的对会众讲
I heard at San Diego there's a big church and the pastor seriously mentioned to the congregation
他说如果你不肯加入侍奉如果你不肯奉献给神，你不要把这里当你的 home church。
He solemnly mentioned to the congregation, if you are not willing to join the service and not willing to participate, please do not consider this place your home.
我们会欢迎你来，但是你不要把这里当作是你的 home church。
Yes, we welcome you still, but please do not consider this place your home church.
因为来到神家就是应该把自己摆进来。
Because whenever we come to God's house, we ought to get involved.
你就是应该为了爱神、爱神家把自己摆进来。
We ought to involve ourselves for the love of God and His house.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们跟神之间正常的关系。
And this is a normal relationship with between us and God.
那尼希米不是只是把责任给他。
And Nehemiah did not just delegate the responsibilities.
尼希米把使命感给他。
But he passed on the sense of mission.
尼希米把那个平凡的角色、平凡的职责赋予神圣的价值。
He was able to bestow a sacred significance to menial tasks.
所以你就发现一批一批的人就起来，就起来，其次是，其次是，其次是，他们一批一批的起来，记得31次。
So you see that groups after groups of people just rise up and was recorded 31 times.
第二个，他能够使人分工。
And he also was able to divide up the labor.
他有另外一个重复的，就是对着自己的房屋来修造。
So another phrase was that they were able to build right in front of their residence.
先尽你自己的本分，把你自己的城墙这一段修起来。
So do your part first, repair the city wall right in front of your house.
不要去定罪别人，不要去要求别人，先把自己的修好。
Don't just blame on others or condemn, but fix your wall first.
当我们把自己的那一段都修好的时候。
After you fix the part right in front of your house,
虽然是分工，却又是完工啊，一个完整的工作。
Even though the labor was divided, but yet together the labor was completed.
所以你读到第六章，讲到当大家都把自己修好的时候，城墙没有空隙 ，not a gap.
So in chapter 6, we see that after everyone has done their part, the city wall was repaired without any gap.
哦，那真的是一个很美的见证。
It was such a beautiful testimony.
你想到只要有几家，甚至只要有一家不肯修，它还是有 gap。
Imagine if one household refused to repair their part, then there would still be a gap.
而第六章居然能够记载说 ，there's not a gap， 没有空隙。
But then, yet in chapter 6, we get to see that the scripture says there was no gap.
他能够让大家都分工起来做。
Because everyone did their part.
对着自己的那一段的城墙好好的做。
That they repaired that segment of wall right in front of their house.
而且能够甘心的去做。
And they did it willingly.
我为什么这么讲呢
？Why did I say that?
因为有的人他 所对的那段的城墙是一块平地啊。
Because some may face a piece of wall that's on the plain.
有人对的城墙是一块坡地啊。
And some may face a segment of the wall that is on the slope.
请问哪一个容易？
So which one is easier?
当然平地容易。
Of course, the one that's on the level ground.
有人对的是转弯之处，那更难。
And some may face a turn like a corner.
啊，很多的石头需要切，还需要角度，那很难的。
And that's so their job would be much more difficult because they have to cut the stones.
啊，他在这里讲到有一些人对着的是转角的地方，没有人注意到的地方。
And some may face a corner that is not very noticeable.
有人对着的地方是大祭司住的地方，哇！这个大祭司天天来夸奖你一次。
Some may be repairing the wall that's next to the house of the great priest, and he will come to praise you every day.
你越做越有价值感。
Then the more you work on it, the more you feel
accomplished. 我大概三十年前在德州 Dallas 参加一个很大的聚会啊。
About 30 years ago, I was attending a conference in Dallas.
那天那个年长的弟兄讲到一点不留情。
And that day, the senior brother was preaching, and he was saying very harsh words.
他说我看过多少的弟兄姊妹去拖把，拿着拖把一定要从我前面走过去。
Because the pastor says, I have seen so many brothers and sisters when they mop the floor, they have to carry the mop and walk right in front of me.
为什么要做给我看，做给神看？
Why do you have to do it for me and then be seen by me, but do it for God?
请大家下次不小心拿拖把从我面前走过，不要躲哈。
But next time, if you just happen to be holding a mop, please don't run away from me.
我绝对不会骂你们，我也绝对不会误会你们。
I will not misunderstand you.
其实我也不要那么担心，你们也不在乎我看得到看不到，对不对
？Actually, you don't really care if I see or not, right?
但是那个老弟兄是一个德高望重的，所以很多人做事都想让他看到。
Because that senior pastor was a very well-respected one, so everyone wanted to be seen by him.
但是他就是不留情的这样骂人哈。
But yet he just say it very harshly.
所以这是有人对着大祭司，对着勇士的门来修造，有人是在转角处没人注意到的。
Because some may be repairing walls right in front of the eyes of high priests, and some may be doing things without being noticed.
那有的人是对着全门，哇，有 fountain, 有 view 的。
Some may be fixing walls with in front of the fountain, so they get to see a view.
天天修城墙可以欣赏风景，哇，多舒服啊！
While they were repairing the walls, they get to enjoy the view.
有的人对的那一段是粪场门。
And some may be facing a dump place.
是一般人倒粪便的，或是丢屎尸的，哈，屎狗屎猫丢在那里。
It's a place where they will dump the rubbish or even dead bodies.
天天在那里坐，都得捏着鼻子，戴着口罩，那很辛苦的。
So they probably have to hold their nose or even wear a mask when they work.
但是你发现整个第三章没有任何人埋怨。
But in chapter 3, we do not see anyone complaining.
大家对着自己的那一段好好的修造。
Everyone just fixed their part.
弟兄姊妹，今天在神家服事，有人会把它分为看得见的服事，看不见的服事。
In the same way, in God's house today, people will divide services into visible ones and invisible ones.
把它分成属灵的服事跟事物的服事。
Or like the service ones or the spiritual ones.
就在外面的现象好像有这样子。
Yes, it may look that way outwardly.
但是在我们的内心，在属灵的 spiritual reality 里面，我们不应该这样子去分。
But in our hearts, in spiritual reality, we should not divide them like that.
无论做什么，从心里做，像是给主做的。
Whatever you do, do it from the heart as for the Lord.
坐在我弟兄中最小的、最被人看不起、被人忽略的人身上，就如同坐在主的身上。
Anything that is done to the least of these brothers, even the ones that are more neglected, is done unto the Lord.
所以很多时候我们服事会累。
Sometimes we may get tired of our service.
累多了会埋怨。
And as we get tired for a long time, we start to complain.
我自己就埋怨过很多次。
I myself have complained so many times.
然后被神责备过很多次。
And then I've been rebuked by the Lord so many times.
是神的恩典让我们可以服事。
It is because of God's grace that we can serve.
神要废掉我们换一个太容易了。
God can easily replace us.
就算不能换，神也不要我们 murmur 的埋怨的来服事他。
Even if God will not replace us, He does not want us to murmur.
是他的宽容、忍耐、爱心留着我们，改变我们。
It is His grace, forbearance, and His love that still keep us in service, so that we can be transformed.
更何况，当我们把我们的心态转变是为主做的时候
，And also when we change our mindset and attitude that we do it for the Lord.
服事的本身应该是带给我们祝福的。
Actually, the service will bring us a lot of blessings.
应该是带给我们生命的。
It will bring us life.
应该是带给我们神在我们身上的喜悦。
It will bring us God's favor and delight.
所以我们求神帮助我们。May the Lord help us. 我们很容易掉到事情的里面，所以我们会埋怨，会失望，会受伤。
May the Lord help us so that we will not become a task oriented and task driven, so that we get disappointed and frustrated easily.
然后我们会被动。一个命令，一个要求，才一个举动。
Then we fall into the state of being passive, that we will not only do whatever that is commanded.
所以尼希米不是这样，他能够把神的百姓能够动员起来。
But Nehemiah was not like that. He was able to mobilize God's people.
他能够使最平凡的职责和角色赋予使命，赋予神圣的价值。
He was able to give sacred significance and mission to even menial tasks.
第二个，他能够使人分工，把分散那些薄弱的力量都聚合起来。
And he was able to divide the labors and also gather the scattered strength.
让大家各占其位，各尽其职。
So everyone would stand on their parts and do their parts.
第三个，他能够使人全力以赴。
He was able to help people to do their best.
他能够使所有跟他一起同工的人。
So that all of his co-workers,
他能够把他们里面的 passion, 把里面的火点起来。
He was able to kindle their passions.
让他们不光是去做，而且是积极的去做，全力的去做。
So that now, not only that they would participate in the labor, but they would do their best.
所以第四章就讲到他们做工的时候，从天亮一直做到星宿出现。
So chapter 4, we see that they labor from daybreak until The time that star
天一亮，他们醒过来，第一件事情就是我们要重建神家的见证。
The first thing that they wake up is to rebuild God's house.
他们一直做到星宿出现才回家休息。
And then will only rest until the stars appear.
因为他们知道这一个征战太神圣了。
Because they know they are engaged in this sacred battle.
这件事情太重要了。
And this is such an important task.
啊，所以他就全力以赴。
So that they will all do their best.
大家各占其位，各尽其职，每一个家都去做了。
Everyone will do their parts.And every household.
以前我曾经讲过，说有一个观光客到一个地方去哈。
I once mentioned that a tourist went to visit a place.
他那天很累，坐在路边休息。
That day he was tired, so he sat on the roadside and rest.
他就看到一个工程车开过来。
And then he saw this
construction truck.
Construction truck.
他停下来以后，下来两个工人。
So after the truck stopped, two construction workers came out.
那第一个工人就在那个。路边咚咚咚咚咚咚拿那个大机器凿洞啊！
So the first worker just used that great the machinery and tried to dig a hole on the ground.
凿洞以后就量大概30公尺，再来凿第二个洞，咚咚咚咚，然后30公尺，第三个洞。
So he would just dig a hole every 30 feet, and he would just measure and dig a hole.
然后第二个工人就弄柏油，再把刚刚挖的洞补起来。
And the second construction worker would just patch up the hole with a tar.
然后他就把第二个挖的洞补起来。
And then we just go on and fix patch up the second hole.
他就很好奇你们在做什么啊。
So he was very curious. He asked, "What are you guys doing?"
所以等到他们休息的时候，他就问他们说：“你们在做什么？”
So when they were taking a break, he asked them. He went and asked them, "What are you guys
doing?" 他说：“我们现在正在推行城市绿化运动。”
So it says we're trying to make our city greener.
所以每30公尺要种一棵树。
So every 30 feet we will plant a tree.
第一个挖洞，第二个人负责种树，第三个人把它美化。
So the first one will dig a hole, the second one will plant a tree, and the third one will patch up the hole.
今天第二个人生病没有来，所以只有我们两个。
Today the second worker was out sick. So just two of us today.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，缺你一个都不行啊。
So you know that you are indispensable.
你不要以为你自己不重要。
Please do not think that you are not important.
缺一个都不行。
We cannot miss any one of you.
所以我们在神的家要有这样子的看见哈。
We have to have this vision in God's house.
第四个，他是一个深知到仇敌诡计，而且警醒谨守的勇士。
Fourth, he was a warrior who understood the enemy schemes and was very watchful and sober.
当我们读到第四章的时候
，As we study chapter four,
我们就发现仇敌用各样的第二章、第四章都讲到仇敌用各样的方法要来破坏这件事情。
Both chapter two and chapter four says the enemy tries all kinds of schemes to destroy this task.
因为仇敌知道只要城墙盖起来
，because the enemy knows as soon as the city wall was rebuilt,
他们就再也不能够自由的进出了。
Then they can no longer come in and out freely.
只要城墙盖起来
，soon as the city wall was rebuilt,
那安息日他们就绕不到进来继续做买卖。
Then they can no longer come into the city on Sabbath day to do business.
所以仇敌用各样的方法来羞辱他们，嘲笑他们。威胁他们，控告他们。
So the enemy tried all kinds of schemes to mock them, to convict them, and to destroy,
甚至要来杀害他们
even to kill them.
但是你就发现尼希米用三件事情来回应所有仇敌的攻击
and we see how Nehemiah responded with three things.
我没有时间细读哈，大家可以回家好好读尼希米记，非常宝贝的一卷书。
We don't have time to go over the details, but please, when you go home, study the book of Nehemiah.
第一个，他用更多的祷告来回应仇敌的作为。
First of all, he responded to the enemy's schemes with more prayers.
你发现尼希米是一个祷告的人。
You see that Nehemiah was a person with prayer.
尼希米记至少记载了17次他的祷告。
At least 17 times the scripture recorded Nehemiah prayed.
而且他的祷告有一个特点，就是突然出现在上下文历史的记载中间。
That you see that his prayer would just suddenly appear in the mix of recording.
他可以一面跟王讲话，一面跟天上的神祷告。
He was able to at the same time talking to king and yet praying to God in heaven.
他第四章多比亚在那里嘲笑他说：“你们盖的墙是什么墙？狐狸上去都会倒的。”
In chapter 4, Tobiah was.Mocking them, says, "What kind of walls are you building? Even a little fox can destroy it."
底下接着就是尼希米的祷告，他说：“我们的神，求你垂听。”他就开始向神祷告。
And immediately we see Nehemiah prayed, and he says, "Our God, please listen to us."
他就是要把他们的毁谤归到他们的头上去。
That you will return the reproach unto them.
就是尼希米是一个祷告，而且是随时随处多方祷告的人。
Nehemiah was a person that prayed. He prays everywhere and for everything.
祷告是请神来做事情。
Because when we pray, we asking God to act.
祷告是让神的权柄，让神的旨意能够通行。
So that God's will and God's authority can prevail.
他永远要走在我们所有的计划、所有的工作前面。
Because God will always walk in front of our work and our plans.
第二个，他用更警醒的态度。
And secondly, he would become even more watchful.
他帮助百帮助百姓，一半做工，一半拿枪。
So the God's people will hold their weapons while working.
那些扛抬材料的，一手做工，一手这个拿着兵器。
So those who carry the materials will carry the materials with one hand and holding weapon on the other hand.
他们连出去打水最平常的生活都带着兵器。
They will carry their weapons even when they go fetch water.
在最平凡的生活，他们都用警醒的态度。
In their most ordinary activities, they are being very watchful.
所以他用更警醒的态度来回应仇敌的破坏。
Therefore, they responded the enemy's destruction with more watchful attitude.
弟兄姊妹，我们都会面对很多试探跟仇敌的攻击。
Yes, we may face a lot of challenges and enemies' attacks.
希望我们能够像尼希米一样，他是用更警醒的态度。
Hopefully that we will respond just like Nehemiah with more watchful attitude.
第三个，他用更积极的行动。
Thirdly, he responded with even more aggressive actions.
所以他们百姓们从天亮一直做到星宿出现，不休息的做工。
Therefore, the God's people will continue to labor without taking breaks from morning until the stars appear.
我们买会所的时候，每一次仇敌或者环境更艰难的时候
，While we were purchasing the facility, every time when our situation becomes tough,
我们教会就宣告禁食。
Then we pronounce a fasting.
或者我们又开始新的一段24/100的祷告，24小时100天的祷告。
And we start another round of 24/7 prayers. Fasting prayers.
仇敌越猖狂，我们就越积极。
When the enemy becomes even more fierce, then we become even more aggressive.
仇敌越猖狂，我们就越警醒，更多的祷告。
Even more watchful in prayers.
所以我们再说，好，尼希米用哪三件事情回应仇敌的攻击
？So let's review. What are the three things that Nehemiah responded with against enemies' attacks?
第一个，更多的祷告。
More prayers.
第二个，更警醒的态度。第三个，更积极的行动。
More aggressive actions.
所以短短的第六章告诉我们，52天，他们把城墙修好了。
So in chapter 6, we see that in short 52 days, they finish repairing the city wall.
我们看一下第六章，好，虽然时间到了，很快。
Let's look at chapter 6.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
参巴拉、多比亚、亚拉伯人、基善和我们其余的仇敌，听见我们已经修完了城墙，其中没有破裂之处，就是 not a gap。修好了
，not a gap, no breaks。
然后我们读到第15节
，verse 15。
以路月25日，城墙修完了，共修了52天。我们一切仇敌视为的外邦人听见了，便惧怕，愁眉不展，因为见这工作完成是出乎我们的神。第二件事情，我们看见他们把所有仇敌当初给他们的羞辱、恐惧、 伤害全部丢还给仇敌。
We see that they revoke all the reproaches and mockings from the enemies.
以前是百姓们害怕，活在恐惧中。
Before God's people used to live in fear.
以前是百姓们受羞辱，遭大难。
And then they were in distress and under reproach.
现在是仇敌们听见了惧怕，愁眉不展。
And now when after the city wall was rebuilt, their enemies become disheartened.
他把所有仇敌给的威胁、恐惧、伤害、羞辱全部还给仇敌。
They push back all the threatenings and all the markings from the enemies.
不过五十二天。
Only 52 days.
然后到了十二章，我们发现尼希米带一队，以斯拉带的一队百姓到城墙上唱诗赞美神。
And in chapter 12, we get to see that Nehemiah will lead one group, and then Ezra another group. They march on the city wall to sing praises to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们想想那幅图画，那是让我们心里面很兴奋的图画哈。
Let's imagine that picture. How exciting that!
原来城墙破坏，仇敌自由进出的。
Before the city wall was broken, an enemy could come in freely.
城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧的，到处是断壁残垣。
Before the image was like the city wall was destroyed, the city gates were burned with fire.
现在高大的城墙盖起来了。
And now this great city wall was rebuilt.
哦，这么好的领袖，尼希米、以斯拉各带一队唱歌赞美敬拜的人上到城墙来赞美神、敬拜神。
And these great leaders, Ezra and Nehemiah, they each.That a group of people marching on the city wall, singing praises to God.
他们的歌唱声、妇人、孩子的声音都传到远处。
And they're singing and praise the song of their singing and praises spread to far away places.
在当初他们最弱、最被羞辱的地方，他们产生了荣耀的见证。
On the places where they were the weakest, and then they were under shame. Now they built this glorious testimony.
在什么地方被破坏，在什么地方重建起来
？Whatever.The place that got destroyed, that's the place that they rebuilt.
在什么点上被羞辱，在什么点上现在归荣耀给神。
On the exact point that they were put to shame, now they give glory to God.
五十二天。
52 days.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们要加油哈。
So brothers and sisters, let us march on.
你发现一个在波斯王宫里面的人。
This person who used to live in the palace of Persia.
因为知道神家的情形，他个人的回来。
Because of his understanding of the situation of God's house and also his return,
他整个把局面扭转过来。
He turned around the entire situation.
把神百姓遭大难、受凌辱的局面扭转过来。
He turned around the situation where God's people used to be under great distress and reproach.
他带着使命感、带着火焰回来。
He came back with a sense of mission and passion.
他把使命传出去，他把火焰烧起来。
He passed on the burden and then he kindled the passion.
整个神家被他翻过来了。
So the entire house of God was revived.
整个局面被反过来了。
The entire situation was turned around.
原来是仇敌猖狂羞辱神百姓。
It used to be that the enemy was fierce and then they put God's people to shame.
现在是百姓们得胜，高唱诗歌赞美神，让仇敌害怕。
Now God's people were victorious. They were singing great praises to God and scare the enemies.
神的儿女们被保护了。
And now God's people were protected.
商人再也不能够在安息日来破坏他们的纯净。
Merchants can no longer come into the city to defile.
跟外邦人通婚的情形也被分别了。
They also stopped intermarriage with Gentiles.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有时间去讲尼希米的宝贝这本书太荣耀了。
I cannot go into the details of the book of Nehemiah, but so glorious.
愿爱你的人如日头出现。
May those who love you appear in the like the sun in its full strength.
光辉烈烈。
In its full strength.
带着属天的影响力。
With spiritual and heavenly influence.
能够把我们周围的人都扭转过来，都影响起来。
That we were able to impact people around us, and so that they all rise up.
所以我们每一个小组，每一个服事的 group， 每一个 ND group， 我们希望我们都起来。
I hope that all of our small groups, service groups, and ND groups, we can all rise
up. 我们一起唱一首诗歌，658首。
Let's sing a song, 658.
我们唱134好了。
Let's sing stanzas 1, 3, and 4.
那我们起来，起来，我们站起来唱哈。
Let's stand up and sing.
134三节。 何等的赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
其实你就是我们那位最伟大的重建者。
You are the greatest rebuilder.
你把一切破碎的心灵、破碎的人生都要重建起来。
You will rebuild all the broken hearts and broken lives.
主啊，呼召那一切被掳的，让我们都归回。
You are calling all who are in exile to return.
让我们在这里接受你在我们身上伟大重建的工作。
We will receive the great work of restoration from you.
主啊，我们承认在我们的生活生命里面有太多的破口漏洞。
For we confess there's so many breaks and leaks and gaps in our lives.
我们的家，我们的教会常常城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧。
Oftentimes our walls are destroyed, our gates are burning with fire in our family and our church.
以至于我们常常活在仇敌的辖制和羞辱的里面。
So we often live under the shame and bondage from the enemy.
主啊，复兴我们。
Lord, revive us.
呼召我们。
Call us.
让我们起来一起重建城墙。
That we will rise up and rebuild the city wall.
免得我们再受凌辱。
So that we will no longer under reproach.
呼召我们每一个人都起来，起来。
Call us, every one of us, to rise up and rise up.
让我们中间不再给仇敌留地步。
So that we will no longer leave any ground for the enemy.
主啊，让这个城墙不是仇敌自由进出的地方。
So that the enemy can no longer come in and out freely.
乃是我们唱诗、夸胜、敬拜你的地方。
But the city wall will become a place where we will sing great praises to you.
你把我们最软弱、最败坏、最被仇敌使用的地方作为最刚强的地方。
So that you will rebuild our weakest point to be the strongest.
从前被仇敌羞辱的地方，如今成为荣耀你的点。
The place where used to be shame now can glorify you.
主啊，复兴你的教会。
Lord, revive your church.
复兴我们在座的每一个家庭。
Revive every family here.
复兴我们的每一个服事，每一个小组团契。
Revive every service and small groups.
主，这一切都从你复兴我们个人开始。
And all these revivals will come from revival of individuals.
得着我们。
Lord, lay hold of us.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.